now.
Well, hello there. Here we are again. Cirque du Psyche. Did I get that right? Cirque du Psyche?
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
I remembered.
Mm-hmm.
Yay, clappy hands. So you're not prepared. Nope. Oh, there it is. Episode 19. Here we are. We're almost full-grown adults now. We're not going to be teenagers next week.
Nope.
Aww. How about that? How about that? I'm your host, Tanner, the Cosmic Potato Farmer, and across from me is my button pusher extraordinaire, Monica, the Indubitable Space Fox. And also, to my right over here, we have a guest today.
Mm-hmm.
My little homie, my youngest child, the one who is most like me, Aamir. Hello?
Say hi.
Hi.
We're going to interview Aamir a little bit today until you get bored, right? Yeah? All right. Hang in there.
Okay.
You ready? Okay. He's so nervous, which is weird for him.
Yeah.
So anyway, you need to get back into the swing of it.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I didn't do a podcast last week mm-hmm. by myself.
Nope.
I was busy last week.
Yeah.
I thought I'd be like relaxed without y'all here. I think I was busier with y'all gone
mm-hmm.
than I would have. There was no rest for me.
Nope.
Never is.
Never.
Nope. Yeah. Never. Now you finally admit it. But anyway, this show is sponsored by Ace Basin Excursions. Go see the man for all your gator hunting and inshore fishing needs, Ricky Bobby, mm-hmm. running the boat. Yeah, for both gator hunting and fishing.
Yeah,
on a boat with Rick,
mm-hmm. Captain
yep.
Rick.
Captain Rick. Yep, go see him. Go check him out. Yeah. Well, you're back.
Yeah,
I'm not by myself.
No.
As you can see.
Here.
As you can hear. As you can see. I am not dead. What's that from?
I have no idea.
Seriously?
Yes.
Black Panther.
Oh.
When he came back, when I thought he died, Killmonger threw him off the waterfall.
Yeah.
And as you can see, I am not dead. I can't do the accent like Chadwick Boseman. Like Kingster. Yeah.
That's so sad about him.
I know. That's the greatest Marvel movie ever.
Yeah.
My favorite. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite Marvel movie?
I don't know.
Mm.
I don't have a favorite Marvel
movie. I don't really do favorites, but that one is mine because all the other ones kind of suck.
Mm.
They're all the same.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I like Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And Chadwick Boseman was from South Carolina.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yep.
Did you know that?
No.
You didn't know that?
No.
Get closer to your mic.
Okay.
What's your favorite Marvel movie?
Spider-Man 2.
Spider-Man 2?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Which, wow, you probably had never even seen the older ones. The newer ones?
The newer ones.
Okay.
Mm.
I couldn't even
That would be
tell
like
you.
Going home or coming. Is that the one with the vulture?
I don't know. I don't remember. I haven't seen it in a while.
Oh. Michael Keaton played that part so good, the vulture.
I never saw that one.
Oh, yeah, me and the boys went and saw it in the movie theaters.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did a really good job. Michael Keaton's a gangster. He's also the best Batman. The real Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what news do you speweth forth?
Gosh.
Since you love that word so
no.
much.
Well.
Do you have any news today? Are you yes. going to tell us you do and then actually don't?
I have news.
Okay.
I was going to talk about my trip to North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
North Carolina update.
I didn't even know you left.
Oh, my gosh. You missed me.
Did you go to North Carolina?
No.
No? Where'd you go?
With you.
You stayed here with me?
Yeah.
The
duh,
whole time.
Why not?
The whole time you were here?
Yeah.
I don't even remember. Actually, you weren't because you went on a little trip yourself also.
Yes, I did.
Anyway, let's let Mama tell us about Western North Carolina, how much it's gotten cleaned up and how beautiful it looks now.
Yeah, right.
Right. Oh, no?
No.
No?
It's still a mess.
But what about Trump's $2 billion?
Where?
Huh?
Where?
What do you mean where?
I didn't see none of that.
He said it. He said it, so it means it's true, right?
No. I don't know. I don't know where it's at.
Nobody
it's
does.
It's not where I went.
Yeah.
So I'm going to apologize now. I am getting over allergies and I can't get rid of this cough. So if you hear coughing, I'm doing my best to keep it out of the microphone.
Mm-hmm.
And that too, clearing my throat.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so I went up to my parents' house and they live about 45 minutes away from Lake Lure. And I went up there to help my mom do a wildflower type raised bed. Not really raised bed, but anyway.
Gardening.
All the gardening things.
We'll travel for gardening.
I will. Let me know if you need me. For hire.
Yeah.
I don't know about for free.
We're getting tired of doing things for free.
Mm-hmm. So.
I mean, we're about 90% of our time is taken up by working. And only about 50% of that is paid.
Yeah.
It's okay for us to do free sometimes, but it's like it's coming to a point where I think something.
Something's got to give a little bit.
Some gas money or buy me a sandwich or something. Anyway, yeah. I don't know. We still love it. Still love doing it, but you might have to pay us.
Yeah. So the second day I was up there, we drove over to Lake Lure and the Flowering Bridge, and it's a mess. There's just so many houses are still in shambles. They're still, you see all the creeks next to the roads, and there's trash up the hill, up where the water was. And then Lake Lure itself, they've got it pretty much drained, and it's they've got roads in the lake where they're working, and they've got machinery down there to get out the trash, the debris.
Bodies. So did you see any bodies or anybody talking about any?
No, nobody was talking about that.
Well, because all 300 have been recovered, right?
Yeah.
That's all there was, right? 300?
Yeah.
Or less?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. I don't want to go into that. I really didn't. We didn't really talk to anybody that was. I mean, either people were coming or going or in their vehicles and traveling or whatever. But there was nobody at the Flowering Bridge to talk to. And it's so much different seeing it in person. Just things that you knew, the paths of the Flowering Bridge, they're just gone. They've got stacks of stuff that they found, and it's just sad. They've got a really cool memorial type thing for the Lake Lure, and it's down where the river used to be. It's like a mound of rocks and a big old log across it that says Lake Lure. They've taken trees, put them upside down in the ground. And it's just funny looking, and they've kind of decorated it, but you can't get any further past that because Chimney Rock, that road's gone. That road's still gone. You can't get to Chimney Rock, the park, excuse me. And, it's still being worked on. It's been 6 months or more now,
mm-hmm.
and there's still not a road.
Yeah, imagine that.
Locals, there's a dirt path roads that they've got for the locals, but other than that, you get turned around at a little gate building.
Guard check.
Yeah, guard check. You get turned around and you have to go back. So saw all that. And then we went over to Spruce Pine, which is another area that got hit hard. We went down the little downtown area, and that was literally underwater. Helene hit, but you can go through there now.
Oh.
No, so they've bounced back pretty easily. It's kind of weird. They didn't lose their roads as much, even though town was underwater. So it's just weird. Spruce Pine is good. You can see where the water was. You can still see debris piles. They had a huge piles of chipped trees and stuff off to the side. There's just piles and piles, mounds of chips, mulch that they've been chipping up the trees and stuff. So yeah, it's just crazy that Chimney Rock, I think, is not seeing as much attention.
Hmm.
So.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Why don't you just get over it?
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to kick you under the desk.
I saw a Chimney Rock in Arkansas, I think, or sign.
Uh-huh.
I think it was Arkansas. No, it might have been Nebraska. I don't know. I kind of did a double take, like, what? We have a Chimney Rock somewhere. I've never been to it. I've never been to Chimney Rock. Have you ever been to Chimney Rock, AMR?
Yes, I went to the top.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Was it scary?
A little bit.
Do you like heights, or are you scared of heights?
I'm not sure yet.
Yeah. I don't like heights.
But I really like this looking down the edge, and I imagine myself falling down.
Ooh.
And I have a parachute on.
Oh, yeah. Well, at least you got that.
That would be better.
Yeah.
I always want to do, like, one of those things where you, like, have that
suit. The wingsuit?
Yeah.
Yeah, that looks really cool.
I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Do you have any news to tell the peoples?
I have baby rabbits.
You sure do. Got baby rabbits.
Mm-hmm.
How many?
Eight.
Eight? Yeah. What are you going to do with them?
Eat them and we'll sell them?
Yeah. So you're running a meat rabbit pet operation? Probably. All the rabbit stuff?
I will probably keep a few.
Yeah.
For pets, maybe.
So would you say that you are our rabbit manager on the farm?
Yes.
So you're doing all the rabbit stuff.
Yeah.
So now you got the better coops or cages down there. You're going to collect the poop, sell it to fertilizer?
Yep.
Yeah? Sell some for pets or meat? And we're going to eat some?
Yes.
Right?
I never had rabbit meat.
Yeah. You know what it tastes like?
No.
Kind of tastes like chicken. Mm. Kind of. It's good.
It is?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, I grew up, I used to hunt rabbits a lot. Mm. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. You have any rabbits for sale right now?
Two, but one girl's buying one. Is it my...
Oh, the tractor supply.
Yeah, we never
lady.
Heard from her. She dipped out on us.
Yeah.
So first come, first serve.
I have two for sale.
Yeah?
Yep.
Huh.
What are they?
Lion's heads or Rexes?
No, lion's head.
Oh.
Yep. The two little boys. They're ready for good homes.
Yep.
Better homes.
Better? No, we give them a good home.
Yeah.
Not better, but... Yeah, they're good where they're at. Yeah.
Yep.
So if you want to buy a rabbit, hit us up. How can they contact us, Monica?
With our email.
We have an email?
Y'all what do? Is it? I don't know. How am I supposed to know?
What is the email, Monica?
CirqueDuPsyche@outlook.com.
Oh, email us.
Yep.
Buy a rabbit or two.
Or three or four or five.
Yeah, hey. He's a businessman. He's a businessman.
Yep.
You go do furs also? You gonna learn how to do that? Do furs?
Yeah.
Do some rabbit hats?
Yep.
Or some gloves?
Mm.
I don't think we can make gloves.
Oh, you can make some mitts. Mm.
You know
what? Like a liner.
You know what I want?
What?
One of them.
A muff.
A hand muff warmer. That would be amazing with a rabbit lined. Yeah.
There's a lot you can do with rabbits.
Yep.
We should be getting our new coops for them soon. Or what do you call them, coops? What do I keep
rabbit
calling
hutches.
Them? Hutches.
Rabbit hutches.
The big nice ones.
How much more longer do we gonna get them?
I don't know. We should have already got them, but his dad got sick or something like that. Yeah, so he had a family emergency, so he's a little behind, but he'll get them to us. I'm excited for that because they're really nice, and we can put six in there, and that could be like your breeding rabbits, and then the little cages down there could be like transitional cages for a poop operation, and then we'll build some rabbit tractors like we saw at White Oak.
Yeah, I think we should get more of those ones than those new ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so too. That's all they had, though, was three.
We'll keep an our eyes out for more.
Yeah, I'll get some more if I see some more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bro.
Do you have any news?
Do I have any news? I do, actually. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I've crossed a goal line, I guess you could say, in my rotational grazing. So our pastures used to hold so much water, especially where the cows are at now.
Yeah.
It's literally the worst pasture we have. Mm-hmm. It's terrible. It's always slow to grow. It's never looked great. So the cows are out there nutrient cycling now. But there's grass growing out there. It's the first time decent grass has grown there. What, have they been out there 2 days?
Yeah.
Since I shut the gate? Because they were in and out around the barnyard and out there. And so they finally mowed the barnyard down, so I put them out there. And they've been quiet for 2 days. Mm-hmm. So they got grass out there, and which is awesome. But what I'm really excited about is we're going to put them into Silvo pasture tomorrow, where the pigs usually are.
Yeah.
And so we got the new pigs up front in the training area, and the whole back is open. So it's like a good 4 acres at least, probably, in that one little area.
Yeah.
And I'm excited for him to be back there and just see what they do with that area. It's kind of wooded, mostly. It's going to be cool.
Yeah.
Twig lives back there somewhere.
I wonder what she's going to do once
she'll leave and go somewhere. She's got a few different homes.
Yeah. She's got a baby.
Yeah. Sorry. Her and her baby were actually outside of the Silvo pasture.
But we
today.
Haven't announced that yet.
Does anybody even know who Twig is?
Twig is the deer
that Monica killed her mom.
I did not kill her mom.
Do you think Mama killed Twig's mom when she hit that deer that day?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I hit a deer 2 years ago, almost to the day.
Yeah. May 4th.
Yeah.
I think
next
it was.
Week.
Yeah.
2 years.
Yeah.
I hit a deer on close to where we work. And Twig was found a day later away from
baby,
here.
Like a day old, 2 days old.
Yes.
Yeah, she wasn't found here.
No.
She was found about 45 minutes from here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, not here.
Yeah, and a buddy of mine called me at like 8 o'clock at night. Do you want a baby deer? And I was going to say no, but then he talks really loud. Monica could hear it through the phone.
I was like, this is my redemption. I got to make this up to the deer.
No, but I've raised several deer, and they always take off and never see them again, or they get killed, whatever. But so we used to take her home, and then she got to where she didn't want to ride in a car anymore, literally jumped out the window one day. So we left her out. We put her in a stall.
Yeah.
Because she was still tiny. And I was worried a bobcat would kill her or something. So she lived in a stall for a little bit until she got big enough to jump over.
Yeah.
And so we're like, okay, whatever. And we put an ear tag on her. And then that got ripped out. Mm-hmm. So now she's got a split ear, and that's how we tell her from a distance.
Yep.
But she's done a good job of staying right here around the farm.
Yeah.
And now she's got a little baby.
Yep. She brought
She's her. Trying to bring him around.
Yeah,
this
was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, but the baby gets freaked out and runs off, and then she runs after the baby. But she's been trying to bring the baby to us. Mm-hmm. I want to see if it's a little doe or a little buck.
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
If the baby is a girl, I have a name for it.
What?
Karen.
Why? We already had a Karen. We already had a goat named Karen.
We did?
Yeah, it's the one that got sick and I had to put down few weeks ago.
I don't remember.
Yeah, she's the one that lost her baby and never recovered. She got sickly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we need... Well, it depends on if we can be near that.
Yeah, it may or may not be. It could be like a little standoffish relationship if it ever gets comfortable enough, but it's cool, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's my news. I'm excited. I feel like a real farmer now.
Yep.
I never was before. Oh, man, I got to sit up. This chair sucks.
So we had the Rice Festival this past weekend.
The Rice Festival?
Mm-hmm.
Did we go to the Rice Festival?
Yeah.
What'd you do there? Was that the first time you ever went to it?
No, actually, the second.
Second?
One time, me and you went to the coffee shop. And it was Saturday at the Rice Festival.
Uh-huh.
And it's just me and you.
Oh.
Come closer to your mic. There you go.
Oh. What'd you think about it? This was like the first year we actually took time and walked around.
Yeah, I think it was cool.
Yeah. What'd you think about all the people?
that would be overwhelming.
They what now?
Overwhelming.
Overwhelming?
Yeah, a little bit.
That was the most people I've ever seen at the Rice Festival.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of people there this year. Oh, I got the hiccups over here or something.
Do you really?
Something like that. Hmm. I'm growing.
I think you're past that.
Yuck. Anyway, what were you going to say about the Rice Festival?
I was just saying how it happened, and there's a lot of people, and we went to it, and Dana had his little booth set up.
Yep.
Keep Walterboro beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It was good.
Yep.
It was busy, but
yeah,
we worked on the community garden a little bit that day also, so got some stuff done.
Yep. Man, I can't stop yawning all of a sudden.
We got our ribbon cutting, our grand opening. May 16th.
May 16th at 10 a.m.
Yes. Come see us.
Come see us.
Are you just going to repeat everything I say?
Are you going to repeat everything I say?
You just did.
You just did. What's up?
Why are we doing the ribbon cutting for again?
So when like a business or something like that has been working, like we've been working at the garden to get it ready to show people, like anybody can come to it, but it's a way to like advertise. Like Mama made up some posters today and we're going to put around, let everybody know there's a ribbon cutting grand opening, but it also coincides with the Ag and Art Tour the next day. And so it's just a way to let people know that this, hey, this is here, it's open, come check it out.
Oh.
Yeah. It's kind of like a business. If we were a business, we would open. Like people could come shop there, whatever we do. And we're going to use, someone's going to use big giant scissors and actually cut a ribbon. You ever seen that on a movie? Or a video, YouTube video or whatever?
Probably.
Probably.
I only see giant scissors.
Yeah.
Like they're like, the handles are like this big and the blade is this long.
Yeah, apparently we have some. It was so fun the other day. Everybody's trying to figure out who had them. Like, oh, I think they're in so-and-so's office. I've never actually been to a ribbon cutting where they actually use big scissors.
No, that's neither
gonna be,
have I.
It's going to be fun.
Gosh.
All right.
Or Amer.
That's gross. He's peeling over here and he's get that off my
peeking
desk.
Peeking at his dead skin.
Yeah. You got anything else you want to say? Want to talk about? Are you getting bored yet?
My stomach is starting to hurt.
Why?
I don't know.
Hungry?
I just ate a piece of bread.
Of course you did. Bread murderer.
I ate some butter bread.
Uh-huh. You want to talk about anything else or you want to?
Go away.
It's up to you, buddy. You don't have to just sit here and listen to us.
I want to say.
Okay. Anything else you want to talk about? What's your favorite color?
Blue?
What shade of blue? You always ask me to guess.
I can't really describe it. It's like a darkest, lightest blue.
Did you know, I just read this last night, the scientists supposedly have discovered a new shade of blue. That they say you can't replicate and put on a screen. But I saw it on my phone.
But you saw it on a screen.
Which is a screen. And the comments were hilarious because that was like all they were talking about. It's like, and it looks, I'm pretty sure I've seen that color before.
Jeez.
It's like a tealy blue. It was cool looking, but I'm like, how can you not put that on the screen? I'm looking at it.
I'm pretty sure I see that. And I always see that color before.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Probably.
It's supposed to be like in our eyes.
Yeah, that's what they say. That it can only be recreated through your eyeballs. You can't show it to anybody, but I'm like, you just showed it to me.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. What are your thoughts, Amer, on Bigfoot? Does he exist or does he not?
I think he exists.
You think so?
Yes.
What would you do if you saw a Bigfeet?
A Bigfoot?
Yeah. Would you be scared?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
If I had like a knife on me, I would either throw it between in his eyeballs, or I would swipe in a stick to a razor blade sharp and then throw it at him.
So what if he wasn't aggressive, though? You would just go ahead and just try to moiter him?
No.
Right off the bat?
If he wasn't aggressive, but like kind of nice, I'd probably just pet him like a pet bear.
Like a big giant dog?
Yes.
What's your, what other cryptids do you like?
Dogman? I think he's scary.
Yeah. What about Wendigos?
I'm not sure what a Wendigo really is.
Yeah.
What is one?
So a Wendigo is from the Navajo folklore or whatever, and it's a shaman or like a male conjurer man. What do they call them? There's a name for them. No, that's Spanish. Anyway, it's like an Indian Native American warlock or witch or whatever they call them. And they're so evil that they're twisted and crazy and that they can actually kill an animal or a human and take their form is what the legend is.
If I saw like a half, like a two different animals like connected together, I would like immediately to chop them in the middle and a half. And then find the other half and then put them together.
Yeah.
So they can be their original selves.
Huh. Do you think the ocean is scary?
Yes.
Why?
Two reasons.
Uh-huh.
One, you can't see the bottom. Two, there's millions of sharks and other things.
Huh. So you think sharks are the scariest part of the ocean?
No.
I don't either. What do you think the scariest thing in the ocean is?
Probably the 100-foot squids and
squids?
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. If I saw a 100-foot squid, I would probably just catch it somehow.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. I would get to like a 5 million-foot net and catch it.
Hmm. Are you a scared of the dark?
Yes.
Why? What makes the dark scary?
Because it's just like, I can't see anything, and I don't know what's going on.
Uh-huh.
So I think there's like, if there's like something, so I always think there's like something that's like a predator that somehow got in there, and I don't know that's in there. And if I like step on something, I just can't see it, so I don't know what's happening. That's why I think it's scary.
So like, even if you're in your own house and you step on something, you think it's scary. So if like in the daytime you step on a Lego, you're like, crap, that hurt.
Yes.
But in the dark you like step on a Lego, you're like, oh, it's an alien, it's a razor with razor sharp teeth, it's biting me.
No, not really. Also, the scary thing about the dark mostly is that when it's in the dark, I just see, like, these weird dots and colors.
Yeah.
And if I'm in the dark for long enough, it'll, like, form into, like, some kind of figure.
Oh.
If I'm in the dark long enough. If I close my eyes, it really happens.
Yeah. Have you ever played a sport?
Yes, I have.
What sport did you play?
Baseball.
Did you? Did you like it?
Yeah.
Did you have any cool experiences in baseball? Like maybe go to the World Series or anything?
The funnest thing was when I won my first game.
Yeah, but what about the World Series? Did you go to the World Series?
Yes.
I set you up so good, and you just let it go. Yeah, you played in the World Series last year.
Yep.
The Little League World Series.
Yep.
Yeah, and you were the only person on your team to score a point in the entire series. Remember that?
It was?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So how do you win exactly? Like, how do you get points?
In baseball?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
You know how to get points?
I forget.
It's been so long.
You run around the bases and you get home. You get a run.
How did only one of my people get...
No, did, because...
How did I only do it?
Because y'all sucked. And it wasn't because y'all sucked. It was because we were the host town, and they wanted to put together a team last minute, and they got y'all, who only been playing for like a year or two, against these kids who were like semi-professionals already.
Yeah.
And they were good. But you were the only one to actually score a point against the kids. Yeah. Yeah. So y'all were the best in your league here, but y'all didn't stand a chance against those kids, travel ball kids that played in the World Series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But guess what? You've got a cool ring.
Yep.
And a medal to prove it.
Yep. And a uniform.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I have 95 diamonds with all of them.
Yeah. So what about your bat?
My side bat?
Yeah, who'd you get that from? You remember his name?
No.
John Diaz.
That was his name?
Yeah, from the River Dogs?
Yeah.
You got one of his broken bats and he signed it for you?
Yep.
Yeah, you think he'll ever play baseball again?
Probably.
Do you still want to start jiu-jitsu with me and Everett?
Yes.
What would you rather do, jiu-jitsu or baseball?
Ooh, that's a hard decision.
I think you should at least get started in jiu-jitsu and see how you like it before you decide.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I'll probably just do jiu-jitsu anyways.
Yeah. I got jiu-jitsu tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so old.
Gosh.
I'm not the oldest one in the class.
No?
No, I think Big Mike's going to be older than me. You think?
I don't know.
I might be about the same age-ish. I think same-ish.
Yeah.
How old do you think Stefan is? 30s? Late 30s? Is he older than his brother?
I think so.
Yeah. And his brother said he was 33?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Yeah, I think it's what he told the kids last class. Mm. There's somebody asked him. Yeah.
Mm.
Anyway. You got anything else? Got anything else over there? You want to? Well, you already did. You picked out a word for us.
Oh, yeah.
And Mama ruined it.
Oh, my gosh.
By defining it already.
Gelatin?
Gelatin. Let's go ahead and do the word of the day.
Cool.
At first, I was kind of like, because I thought the same thing you did. Like, oh, it's just like some gooey stuff you make jello with. But the definition is way cooler.
Yeah. So it says, a tasteless, transparent substance obtained from connective animal tissue such as skin, hooves, or horns.
We can make gelatin on the farm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Somehow. I want to know how to do that now because I did not expect that definition.
Yeah.
Huh. You want to keep hanging out?
Yes. Maybe like probably 30 more minutes.
30 more minutes? I'm
You've
be
already
done.
Been on for 30 minutes.
Oh. Hmm. How long have we been on?
32.
32 minutes.
Yeah. It goes by quick, huh?
Jeez.
Yeah. You want to keep hanging out or you want to go do something else?
Go play your Switch while we finish up.
I'll probably be on for 10 more minutes.
Okay.
Or 5.
What is that noise?
What do you have, Mom?
What is that? What is that noise?
Not to make the noise.
Here, do it again. I'll show you how to do it. Small business promotion time.
Small business promotion time.
Yep. So we're going to promote a small business because that's what I just said we're doing.
Gosh.
And it ties into our community garden because your community should all be interconnected unbelievably. Like a spider web.
Gosh.
A connected spider web of communal living. That sounds weird. Communal living.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Community. So it's actually right next door to our community garden, and we're actually doing a bed for them to grow some vegetables for their restaurant. What kind of restaurant is it, Monica?
A deli.
A delicatessen. Did you know that was what deli short for?
Yeah. Good job.
Think she knew that?
No.
Yeah.
Jeez.
But so Side Street Deli.
Yes.
It's awesome. They just opened up, this year, right? Didn't it just open up this year?
No, it was last year.
Last year, was it?
It's, yeah.
Oh, what?
It was
less than a year.
Summertime last year.
So about a year, going on about a year?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was something, man, we needed around here. It's so good. So good. Deli meats and cold cuts and stuff.
They couldn't keep food.
Yeah, like the first 2 weeks. Yeah, for like the first 2 weeks.
2 months.
Two, was it? Like they had to shut down half the week to go get more stuff.
Yeah. They were selling out left and right of everything. So, yeah, they would have to close a week or a day out of the week.
Yeah.
Just to keep up with the demand.
Yeah, but it's literally right next to the community garden.
What? I have an idea.
What?
You can come to our grand opening and go get some lunch.
Yeah.
Woohoo! I might have to do that.
Yeah, I want something to eat right now.
Yeah.
I'm hungry.
I finally got an appetite again. Last couple of days, I haven't had an appetite.
Yeah.
It's just been bleh. Don't want to eat nothing. Yep. Especially hot stuff. I want something cold. I want a salad. You want to eat a salad?
I don't like salads
as what?
Much.
Huh?
I don't like salads as much.
Oh, man. So we have no topic today.
No.
We just turned the thingy on and started talking.
Yep.
The closest thing that I like to a salad is lettuce and chicken.
Yeah, well, I put some cheese and some egg on there, and no, not even that?
No.
No. Okay, well.
What about the croutons? You like croutons? The little hard bread type pieces?
Toasty bread. No?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyway. Ugh. Yeah, so here we are.
What's coming forth in your mind, Tanner?
Oh, jeez. You going to take it there?
Yeah, because you're always like, I always have something going on in my mind.
I do.
What?
My mind, I describe my mind as a circus. But you know what I also could describe it as? A beehive.
Oh, and guess what we did?
And guess what? Yeah, we put some bees in, but that's not what I'm talking about. Oh, I'm talking about
never mind.
All the bees that died last year.
Mm.
Someone finally did the numbers, and I think it was like 60 billion bees. What's wrong, buddy?
I think he's trying to leave.
You trying to leave?
I'm just seeing what it looks like.
Here's.
Yes. Oh, okay. So anyway, yeah, so they said 60%, I think, or might have been 30 billion and 60%. I don't know, a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They said 60% of all America's beehives died last year.
That's insane.
Insane. But don't worry, Monica. Don't worry, AMR. The scientists are working overtime to try to figure out why they died. We can ask, you know, the uneducated farmers exactly why they died. I can tell you.
I know.
Why do you think they died, AMR?
Spraying
what?
From airplanes.
Airplanes?
What?
How do you know about that?
I see it every day.
Oh, he uses his eyeballs and powers of observation at 7 years old to put together the truth?
Look at his face.
High five. Did you hear that? High five. Yeah, even a 7-year-old can put this together.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was just talking to April about this yesterday. Mm. I was telling her we put the bees in and stuff, you know, and how all of ours died.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me think of the couple we met that never reached out to us.
Aw.
To at White Oak, told us about the thingy.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it's called. Or, I don't know, you have it somewhere, right?
Oregon Towers.
Anyway. So, Billy from Permapastures has one or something similar on his property called, he calls it a chemtrail buster.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the only person in his area that didn't lose bees last year.
Yeah.
The only person. Because whatever, however that thing works and makes that stuff inert before it hits the ground, and it didn't kill his bees.
Mm-hmm.
But go ahead and keep calling me a conspiracy theorist.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and just keep listening to Alex Jones freaking retarded behind, and it's just fuel discharge or something. They have a whole new thing now. It's come out of the fuel.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's just, you know, I don't know. It's just sickening, stupid.
Yeah.
They killed my bees. They killed everybody's bees. 60% of bees died last year because of it.
Yeah.
I think the reason why they died, two reasons. The airplane spraying and the shot does that spray sometimes.
Well, we don't have any of that around us, buddy. But that, yeah, you are right. If you're in a smaller area, Yeah. That will do it. Yeah. Yeah, but we don't spray things here, right? We don't do any chemicals, no poisons.
Oh.
So it wasn't us.
But at our house, they did it. Where the bees were.
Oh. Are we talking about spraying along
spraying
the roads?
Yeah. Yeah, they weren't supposed to spray that close to our house. Yeah. Yeah, but they spraying poison all over the skies, falling all over the bees, us, the vegetables, the animals, the ground, the water.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What are we supposed to do with that?
They expect us to drink it?
Yeah, they expect us just to accept it. Will we? Will we go quietly into the night?
No.
No. Are we what goes bump in the night?
We shall not.
What did she say? We shall not.
Did he really say that?
Oh, man. Oh, but yeah, so bees. So April was saying, I told her that statistic. Of course, she does like everybody else who believes every lie they've ever heard, says that, oh, we need bees or we'll die. Not necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
So bees are responsible for about 35% of the food we eat,
mm-hmm.
pollination. Not like 90 to whatever, like most people think. Most people think if bees die, we're all just not going to have any food.
Yeah.
So we've talked about it before. Bees are not native to North America.
Mm-hmm.
We have a bunch of native pollinators, but they're not as efficient as bees, right?
Yeah.
So I can't, get a bunch of bumblebees together or, wasps, because they are a type of pollinator. Even bats. We have hundreds and hundreds of bats living on the farm,
mm-hmm.
but they're very mild pollinators. Crane flies. You know what crane flies are? That people call mosquito hawks.
Oh, okay.
They're pollinators.
Oh, wow.
Like very good pollinators. And people kill them because they think they're giant mosquitoes.
Yeah.
And so we have natural pollinators. It's just you can't concentrate them in an area like you can bees. I could put literally millions of bees in one area to go out and pollinate and make your air, the local area amazing through their pollination and everything they do.
Mm-hmm.
That's why bees are amazing for pollination, but we're not going to die if the bees die. But it sucks.
Yeah.
Because bees are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, their little society is, it's like reading a Bible. Every time you read a Bible, you read something new. You're like, I've read all this before. I was like, that is amazing that they hit me like that. That's what it's like looking into a beehive.
Mm.
It's like this amazing creation is as close to perfection as there's anything on earth. You know what I mean? You all done over there? Are you done, buddy?
Yes.
You want to say bye to everybody?
Bye.
You want to say hi to anybody that might listen?
Shout out.
Shout out to somebody.
Like who?
I don't know. Like Nana listens, Miss Whitney listens, I think. Doug and Lanessa. I don't know.
Chris. Hi, Doug and Vanessa.
All right. You out?
Bye.
All right, buddy. Yeah, so anyway, so I think the bee, like a healthy colony of bees is as close to perfection as we can get on
mm-hmm.
Earth. And our government is hell-bent on destroying them.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know.
I think it stems just like everything else. They ruin things on purpose to come in and say, oh, we have a solution. Let us completely take over.
Yeah, that is true.
And then I say, oh, all the bees are dying? It's climate change. Here's a solution that's going to sound good, but we're going to destroy even more things in the guise of helping.
Yeah.
I think that's what it's really about.
Yep.
Yeah. Just like everything else. Take over all the farms. We'll feed everybody.
Yeah,
cancer.
No.
Who wants cancer?
Get your cancer here.
Yeah, get your cancer. It's all the rage. What type of cancer do you want? We can't control it, but we'll give you 3 or 4 different kinds if you eat our corn.
Oh, my gosh. That's sad.
Yeah, now they're putting up, I was just telling you earlier, I wish I had saved that article, but about the AI data centers next to like poor areas.
Yeah.
And they're just, these people are getting poisoned. Their water's getting like poisoned, and it's just a bad situation.
Yep.
But yeah, you know, let's just, you know, just keep doing it, because everybody needs the internet, right?
No.
No. I mean, if people are like, well, you do a podcast, you listen to it on the internet. If the internet goes out tomorrow, guess what? I won't do a podcast.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Boo-hoo. Yep. It's fun while it's here, but this ain't what I live for, bruh.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get everybody out of the matrix before it happens. Is it going to happen? You think so?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
We're trying our best.
But why not prepare for it? If it never does, great. But if it ever does, guess where you're not coming, people?
Not here.
Don't come knocking on my door. Because I tried to tell you. I tried to tell you.
Yeah.
Gosh. See, that's why I need a topic, because I'll get fired up. Start rambling and ranting. Rant and ramble. Rant and ramble. That'd be a good podcast name. Just like my one of my favorite podcasts. Do you remember what it's called?
No.
No, because you don't care.
Oh, my gosh.
The Drift and Ramble podcast.
Oh.
The Western podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can be the Rant and Ramble podcast. Nothing? You got nothing for that? You're already done. Look at you.
I'm trying my best not to cough in the microphone. I'm sorry, guys.
So what do you want to talk about? You got anything you want to talk about? You got a garden tip?
Yes.
What?
So, coming up in May, at the latest June, would be a good time to start pumpkin seed starts. So, I don't know why, but I have a hard time starting pumpkin seeds early enough. Like, because I think, ooh, October, end of October, November.
Mm-hmm.
It's a perfect time to have pumpkins ready.
But they have a long growing time.
They have the longest growing rate. So, like, the bigger the pumpkin, the longer it takes. So, that could be up to 110 days. Mm. So, start your pumpkin seeds now.
Start your pumpkin seeds now.
One thing I've never done is help the flowers pollinate.
Yeah,
and I see a lot of people do that. That's why we like having our bees do it for us.
Yeah, yeah, bees so, do that.
I overplant seeds and I just let them do their own thing, and whatever grows, you know, happens. I just let it do its own thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, start your pumpkin seeds now in time for Halloween.
So do you think the two in-ground beds that we haven't got to yet, do you think we should, it's too late for watermelons out there, you think?
No.
So should we do what, half and half, or mix them, or what?
So watermelons will grow until the first frost.
Mm.
So I think it'll be all right if we have to feed it to the pigs.
Well, that's why I want pumpkins.
Yeah.
Because we had the great pumpkin letdown last year. We were getting pumpkins.
Yeah.
Like truckloads.
Literally.
Yeah. And to feed to the animals, which is amazing. But then we got kind of stood up last year.
Yeah. But we did grow our own.
Yeah.
We had a
good
bit.
But nowhere near enough, though. Not for what I want to do with the animals.
I know.
We got to find another pumpkin hookup.
Yeah.
So we should start pumpkins now.
Yeah.
Or next month, you said.
Latest.
Latest.
Like May, June at the latest. Yeah. If you're going to go for your big ones, you need to get them in the ground right now.
Mm.
So.
The great pumpkin.
I got them Big Macs. Remember that big one I had?
Yeah.
It was the only one that really grew off of that one.
Yeah.
But it was huge.
Why do you think that was? Because of the spot?
I don't know.
They didn't do very well.
I don't know.
Huh.
Sorry.
Huh. I don't know.
I think with that compost would help.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited.
That new compost.
We got to get that on there.
Mm-hmm. That's something I've noticed. The beds that we filled using that soil 3 versus that compost that we've got delivered, that the tomatoes that are growing in the soil three are, they got that curly leaf something or another. I can't think of what it's called. All the leaves curl and they look bad and half of them are dead. But the ones that are in the compost beds look fine.
That's interesting. Oh, speak. I got more news. I just signed up today for my soil food web course.
Yeah.
To be a soil scientist.
Yep. It was on sale.
Yeah, it was. It was on. Yeah. Yeah. So if you want to be a soil scientist, you need to hit that up now because it's 50% off.
Yeah.
And when you go see how much it is, you'll really appreciate that.
Yeah.
But that's interesting because my buddy that dropped off the compost, we still have two bags of the soil three.
Yeah.
And he was telling me about his compost. Cause I was asking, I was like, man, I would love when I learn how to do microscopy analysis of soil and stuff, I would love to test your compost. And he says that he sends it off to like Iowa or somewhere because he doesn't trust Clemson, which is smart. And they're right down the road. So he sends it out of state, which sucks because the mail, it'll get irradiated, I think. Like, I honestly think that by the time it gets to where you're sending it, it's not going to be as lively as it could be. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But so I was like, yeah, I'd love to test his compost and see what actually is going on. And he said that through all the testing and the years he's been doing this, he claims to be like the number two best compost that you can possibly get.
Mm-hmm.
Like in this area. He didn't claim like the whole world or the whole country even, but like in this region.
Yeah.
I said, well, who's number one? He said soil three.
Hmm.
Like, huh. But it looks like his is.
Yeah, out of the two. The tomatoes.
Yeah.
Everything
else though? How's everything else doing?
Everything's fine. Like my squash are.
But see, that's interesting too. Size. Yeah. But because tomatoes are very finicky.
Yeah. There's something lacking.
Yeah. And that's interesting that he would say that, and his actually turned out to be better.
Mm-hmm.
For the tomatoes.
You know what I might do before we use up all that compost and stuff is get some and save it for your soil.
You think it'll last that long though?
Yeah, as long as it's out of the elements. And
I can always get, I'm definitely going to get more from them at some point. So,
yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Make some compost. We got to get better at making compost.
Yeah.
Our own compost.
Yep. We're supposed to be getting bioreactors going.
Yeah, all the things. We're so busy.
We are.
And we got a new project. We're not going to talk about it yet because I don't know if it's happening, but it's super exciting. But man, we're stretched thin.
Yeah, we're excited about it, but we're at the point where we can't
take on anything,
can't do anything else
unless you're going to pay us.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's... 'Cause
this is going to be like, we might do a consultation fee.
Yeah.
But everything else, because we're going to be very involved with it.
Mm-hmm.
But, and the reason I'd like to charge a consultation fee is to know he's actually serious.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to pay me this consultation fee? And if he's like, I don't want to do that, well, you're not serious. Because I'm volunteering my time after that for free.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's where I'm at with that. But we seriously need to get to a place to where, I'm not saying, you know, and we're out here just, you know, because of course everybody attacks small businesses.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're gonna take money from me? Walmart does.
Mm-hmm.
Food Lion does. Who complains about that?
You know Starbucks?
What I mean? Yeah, Starbucks. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, Starbucks sucks money out of everybody's pocket on Sunday morning. Ugh. There's a Dunkin' Donuts right across the road. You know who I'm talking about. Go there. Yeah, it's way better. Or I'll make you coffee. We have good coffee. But anyway, where was I going with that? So you got me fired up again. Dadgummit.
The possible project.
Oh, yeah, the project, yeah. So anyway, we're not going to talk about it just yet, but we're super excited for it. And it's another mostly community-based project.
Mm-hmm.
And I love where the guy's heart is with it and everything, and it's just... I'm waiting to see if he's going to put his money where his mouth is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so, but I hope it goes the way he says he wants it to go, because it's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's going to have to be the last free free one we could do. I mean, because we're putting a lot of time and ourselves into these things.
Yeah.
And, like, I mean, we spend money out of our own pocket to help out where we can, which is fine for now.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, I'm like, bro, I'm not funding this stuff. You know what I mean? And
mm-hmm.
Time is money, and my time is important.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, suck on that if you don't like it. If you don't like small businesses, go live at Walmart. It's just good people watching. I'll give Walmart that.
Oh,
it's gosh. It's a freak show in there.
Yeah.
And they'll happily take your money, and you won't complain about it for some reason.
Water.
Yep. Wet in the whistle. Where'd that come from, wet the whistle?
I don't know.
Is that because you whistle? And your lips need to be wet to whistle?
And you lick your lips.
Yeah. Wow. Gosh. Oh, man.
Interesting sound effects.
Yeah. Ugh. This chair sucks so bad. Yeah. I got to get a good chair before I start sitting in front of this computer for like all day mm-hmm. doing that course. Because this course has become work.
Yeah.
It's part of my job now.
Yeah.
It's not something I just want to do extracurricular. I was told by the boss man to do it. So,
yeah.
Get paid to sit in here and do this course, and I need a good chair to sit in. Does my butt feel funny?
Oh, gosh.
It doesn't mind. The longer I sit, because it like leans forward,
mm-hmm.
and it's like I'm constantly fighting back, my butt goes numb. My hams are numb.
Oh, not right the now. Hams.
Yeah. Numb hams. Numb hams. That sounds like an old British name. Like something here in medieval times. Lord Archibald Numb Hams.
God.
Ew.
Sorry. What else you got?
What
over
else
there?
Do you have?
I have nothing.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
As usual.
Aw.
As usual. What are we doing the rest of the week?
Farm stuff, community garden
stuff. Speaking
of
ham, you're cooking a giant 10-pound ham tomorrow.
10-pound ham.
And what is that thing called?
A roaster.
A roaster. I'm interested to see how that turns out, because that's a lot of meats.
Yeah.
What are we going to do? Are we going to pull it, or are we going to slice it?
I'm going to slice it. I think it'd be better sliced.
Oh, we'll see.
So, the time on that, it said 10 minutes per pound.
10 to 20 minutes per pound.
So, 100 minutes at the minimum.
Something like that.
I mean, I think I'm doing the math right.
I don't know.
But it's got the recipe I found.
Well, it said at 325.
Yeah, I mean.
And it's like when I smoke it, I don't do it nowhere near that hot.
Yeah.
Well, not too. No, because I do like 225 when I smoke shoulder or something.
Yeah.
And it usually takes not quite an hour per pound.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting that you can roast that thing that temperature for only like a few hours and it's done.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Anyway, what were you saying?
I found a recipe. It was like brown sugar and you make a glaze. And orange juice.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I've done apple juice.
Yeah.
That was
I think
really
that
good.
Sounds better than the orange juice,
I don't
though.
Know, that orange juice, that sounds good, actually.
You think so?
Yeah. Like it's part of the glaze you put on it.
Mm-hmm. So you cook it for about half the time and then you uncover it. Well, this said was in the oven, but I'm not going to do that.
It was basically an oven, right? Same
yeah,
principle.
It is. But it's covered in tinfoil in the oven.
Oh.
But it's got a lid on the roaster. I don't know. I'll figure it out. But and then you add your glaze and cook it for another like 45 minutes. So
you make a glaze. Yeah, that sounds good. It's kind of like the sour cream cake I make
mm-hmm.
with the orange zest.
Mm-hmm.
That glaze I make with that, that's kind of what I'm picturing.
Yeah.
Like a sweet, sticky. Oh, man. I'm so hungry.
Fat guy hungry.
I'm not fat. Hey, man, mama called me fat. He's got headphones on.
Yes,
usually,
he does.
Usually, he'd have came at you like a spider monkey on
he
Mountain Dew.
He
would have
kicked me in my shin. Don't call my daddy fat.
Yeah, my precious daddy.
My precious daddy.
Oh, my gosh. I was surprised he didn't say something like
yes,
that on here.
Yes, he is the biggest daddy's boy.
He is. Ever. I'm not complaining because the other two don't like me.
Neither do they like me.
Whatever.
Everett doesn't.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. He's a mama's boy.
You know what? Have you heard what he's been calling me lately?
No.
Meh. Meh. I'm what? Like, what? Are you calling, talking to me? He's like, yeah, meh. I'm like, I'm like, do not call me that. He's like, I told him, I was like, I'll stop calling you Schmoopy.
Schmoopy.
If you stop saying meh at me. Schmoopy, I love you. I know you're going to hear this later.
Schmoopy did it. Oh, man. Edwards.
Yeah.
Is that, were they still calling him that at jiu-jitsu?
No, they really don't have a nickname for him yet.
Yeah, we know who gave him that nickname.
Maddie the Baddie.
Yeah.
Yeah, this girl, she's probably 12 or 13, but she's got a mad crush on Everett.
She's also like a head taller than him.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Yeah.
She gets googly-eyed.
Yeah, she does. Yep.
Well, last week, or 2 weeks ago now, he got his rash guard, so he was taking his shirt off.
And oh, snap.
She was literally...
And he's got a six-pack because he only weighs like 14 pounds.
She was literally... like practicing a move right behind him, and she was in a headlock or something and just looking up at him. It was hilarious.
Some little skinny boys. That's funny. He's going to hear this. You know what he's going to be saying?
What?
Stop. Like he always does. Stop.
Yeah.
Alrighty, you're giving me the wrap up fingers over there.
You're
that.
Not supposed to say it. Well, I'm having a hard time keeping it together. Cough-wise.
Don't you always, though? Oh, cough-wise.
Coughing. Okay.
But you just meant like on a daily basis.
Yeah, no.
It's so funny how you just admit that. They're like, yeah, you're right.
I'm just trying to shut you up.
Good luck.
It's in my chest, and it's like every time I talk, it's...
Well, you and Everett's been coughing a lot, and both of you, I think, is kind of asthmatic. I think Everett's got a little bit of asthma.
I don't know.
Because he gets winded pretty easy.
Yeah.
Right? And what we have the other morning?
Weird fog.
That weird fog that wouldn't burn off. Huh. Yeah. Imagine that.
But this started 2 weeks ago, almost to the day. And it was before our trip to North Carolina. Huh. That was the same day I got the migraine.
Yeah. There's something out there, man. They're seriously trying to kill us.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
Etc.
All right. How long have you been on here?
Over an hour.
Justifiably?
Yeah.
I guess. Whatever. So I discovered a new podcast, and it's... I don't like the way I discovered it. So it's got... I think his name's JT. He's one of the guys that hangs out with the Black Rifle guys, the MMA guy.
Uh-huh.
I think him and Alex Zedra... We're like, I don't know, their whole, whatever. You know who I'm talking about?
It's like kind of.
Got a bunch of tattoos.
Yeah.
Well, they all do. Mm-hmm. But, so I don't know if he's the guy who started the podcast, but it's called Unsubscribed. Or Unsubscribe or whatever, something like that. And they'll have like six or eight guys in there at one time. Oh, and it's kind of hard to listen to because they're all drinking and acting stupid. And it's like, I want to hear the point.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you know how I am. I don't fit in with dudes and guys because I'm like, you know, I'm not like that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
All the one-up thing, I can stand it for a few minutes. I'm like, all right, I got to have an adult conversation. Even as stupid as I am and random, I can only take that for so long. The whole one-up thing, a bunch of guys get together to one-up each other and, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, so the beginning of the podcast is like that. I'm like, okay, get over it. You're funny.
Yeah.
I want to hear the point. And so you ever heard of a guy, he goes by Angry Cops?
No.
I think his last name's High or He, H like H-Y or something like that. He's a white guy. Has like a permanent 5 o'clock shadow.
Mm-mm.
He's in the army, but he's also a cop. You never heard of him?
No.
He's hilarious. But he was on there, and I was watching and scrolling through YouTube feed this morning, and there's a lot of people interviewing this guy because of this. And so he's in Buffalo, I think, and he's an SVU officer, Special Victims Unit officer, I think. And so he uncovered this disgusting plot or I didn't even look into it yet because it ticks me off so bad.
Hmm.
So the Buffalo schools they have no duty to report child abuse. I'm talking about like a kid can get like sexually assaulted in the school and they're like, there's nothing we can do about it.
Jeez.
he found out was like, no, and blew the whistle on it.
Hmm.
And so I didn't listen to the whole thing yet, but yeah, so that's not a good podcast to keep your eyes on.
Hmm.
It's kind of hit or miss. Like some things are stupid. It's, you know, they have fun.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's fun to listen to, but man, so when JT, when he introduced the podcast, he kind of does like a little monologue and he was like in tears talking about like the subject you're about to talk about.
Jeez.
Yeah. And we need to start stacking bodies. I'm not even scared to say that. You heard a kid, you're going to get fed. You heard a kid get fed to the pig. That should be on a shirt.
Yeah.
I ain't got no wood chipper yet. I do got a lot of pigs.
Got a lot of gators.
Don't be hurting no kids. I'm seriously not scared to say. I'm not saying I'm going to go out and start killing people.
Yeah.
Like, don't even put that on me, but I'm just saying, man, it's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
It's disgusting. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
And it's becoming normal. That's what terrifies me.
Mm-hmm.
It's becoming normal to hurt children.
Yeah.
How did we get here?
I don't know.
Some dark days, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Jesus is the only solution.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yep.
Waiting on Jesus to come back. It's the only thing that's going to fix it. Anyway. Didn't mean to get dark there, but you need to be aware of things, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wake up. It's not all fun and games. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
What are you doing over there? Scratching your back?
Scratching my back.
What's going on?
Scratching my back.
But you've been scratching for like 5 minutes. You're really getting in there.
Oh, my gosh.
Something bite you?
Stop.
You got a tick?
Maybe. I need you to check it later. I'll
check it for ticks later. Oh, man. Anyway, let's get out of here and figure out what's for dinner.
Yeah. Apparently salads from somewhere.
Where, though?
I don't know.
Exactly.
What time is it?
I don't know. I can't. My neck don't bend that far.
My neck.
A little bit of a neck I have. It's almost 5 o'clock.
Mm.
And
I wonder if South Street is open.
No.
No, like I'm pretty sure they stay open till like 5 or 6.
Doubt it.
If it's 6, we could totally make it.
Who's Side Street Deli?
A restaurant in our town.
Oh, we should talk about them sometime.
It closes at 6.
Does it really?
Let's go get us a salad.
Well, we need to get off here then.
All right.
We're getting salad. Bye.
We're out the door.
But seriously, yeah, if we want to make that, we need to hit the road.
Yep, let's go.
All right. I hope somebody enjoyed this episode. It was it was what we are. It's who we are.
Yeah.
It's who I am.
Yeah.
The rant and ramble.
There he goes again.
All right. Anyway, protect your bees, protect your children, and be a good person. Fill your space with laughter, big and loud. Eh?
Yep.
Is that inspirational?
Yep.
Should that be on a shirt? You're trying so hard not to cough right now. Anyway, we'll see y'all next week with maybe an actual topic. Well, maybe we'll put some brain power into the next one.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We're so busy.
Yeah.
But we'll be here regardless. Talking about something.
Yep.
All right. So we'll see y'all next time. Keep your powder dry.
And your Bible's close.
Peace out.
Bye.